$40 million worth of gold bars in his home. If you're wondering how many gold bars that is, the court document says it's about 308. What my team here at NBC News, Dan DeLuce and Gary Grumbach, and I found is that that man was not just an employee of any agency. He was a high-level official with top-secret clearance in the CIA, and that he not only lied about what he was doing with this money, but that allegedly he also lied about his background, said that he graduated from a college he did not attend, that he went to a graduate school he did not attend, and that he had a pilot's license that the FAA said he did not have. So he was arrested last week, and he is now in detention facing these charges of lying about his background and perhaps unknowingly embezzling American taxpayers' money. I want to read you a statement we just got in from the CIA saying that after a CIA internal investigation identified potential violations of the law, CIA Director John Ratcliffe referred the information to the FBI for a law enforcement investigation. The FBI is working closely with our partners at the CIA and the Department of Justice as we continue to investigate this matter fully. So, Hallie, we will be staying on this, but what this looks like is that this was someone who was given currency. He was even paid in cash and watches that he said needed to be used in order to pay for operations that he was in charge of. But rather than keeping it in his office, they found $40 million worth of this gold, as well as $2 million in cash and 35 luxury watches in his home.